Cowabunga, dudes! Michelangelo here from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and you are listening to the Tokyo Black Hour with Jermaine, Jamar, Brandon, the most bodacious dudes, right here! Cowabunga!
Whoa! Like that. Everybody else can get back on it when they're back on it, yeah.
This shit made me slow about my mouth. I said, goddamn, that's a pretty good cut.
Yeah, everybody else can get back on when they're back on.
Oh, boy, when them chicks cut three ways. Welcome back to the Tokyo Black News and Review, episode 279. And if you heard that intro, only three people are the true host of the show. I guess everybody else guest stars. They don't get paid shit. They just out there promoting their books and other podcasts. Using our podcast to become more famous? How dare you?
Yep. Hell, we're start propping up when he ain't even on.
He ain't lying. All the time. Whatever. Episode 279. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome to the crazy world. You know we gonna call this one. This
episode
gonna be called Shenanigans. Shenanigans in America. No, Shenanigans. Just call it Shenanigans in the World. Here we go with Shenanigans in the World.
Yeah, sure. I don't think we've used it yet.
Hey, man, let's get on there. All these great stories are going to be from March 4th all the way to March 11th, 2024. Let's get on. You know, we normally do the drum beats of war. This week, I'm going to switch it up and do the drum beats of poor. This is, you know, it sucks to be a poor black man. Poor white man, neither. Shout out to RuPaul, man. I fuck with you, man. He's fortifying his own compound in Wyoming. In fear of the next civil war. And I'm like, man, he said he gonna have a wall big enough nobody can climb over the wall. You know, nigga, you need a professional mountain climber to get over his wall.
Huh.
Not really, but he said he's building a fortified goddamn fortress.
Well, yeah, good for them.
Good for them. Hold up. I need some of their survival arts. Just put me in a little tiny home on this fortress.
I mean, look, man, if I'm building a fortress, I don't know if I'm letting RuPaul in. I don't know them like that. Yeah, I'll let you in.
How much did he put down on the Hummer, the Humvee, and the RV laying around the property? Come on in, bro. Come on in.
50 cows and fucking sniper nests and shit.
Yeah, that shoot motherfuckers in the head. Goddamn, RuPaul ain't no that good. Motherfucker, I've been practicing.
Right. Dialing motherfuckers in half a mile out.
And high heels and be like, nigga, it's easy.
Right, half inch long lashes and shit.
Oh, man. Shout out to him, though, man, for having some, you know, having some deep pockets. Moving on to Shenanigans of the World. I like to call this propaganda. Let's go back to drum beats of war. Vladimir Putin and China President Xi Jinping on the brink of war as tension boils. I said, man, that shit sound like poppycock.
Don't believe it for a second, huh?
They on the brink of war. He can't afford another one.
I mean, yeah, true that. That would be...
Yeah. China over here signing with the BRICS. If you don't know what the BRICS is, look it up. They're going to abandon the American dollar. And they just got 50 more small countries to sign on. I'm like, boy, y'all boy really trying to do it, huh?
Apparently.
They're going to make their own currency, own crypto, everything to stop the American dollar. I tell you what, boy. Better tighten up somewhere around in America. RuPaul, you got in this space. The Civil War going to be from everybody being poor in America. Ain't going to be because of no goddamn... It ain't going to be no goddamn problem because of the end of the world. We're going to be out here eating soup out of boots.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let that food get thin. You'll see some shit.
Before we really go into some shenanigans, I was looking up some. And I just cried. I cried, laughed. The motherfucker Joe Biden, you know what? Don't worry, but let's get on to the upper room. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
All those people who can't afford a compound.
That's a lot of people, including me. I might can afford a compound bow.
That ain't gonna be good enough.
Fight a motherfucker off for a second, yeah. Till I hit myself in the forearm.
Ah, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Insanity. The craziest shit that I think about, man, we can actually be a country, and we can actually be a third world country if these hillbillies drop the ball. We would literally have to go blow up other countries just to go take their food.
No, we're self-sustaining enough that, you know, we'd be all right.
Government self-sustaining enough. It's too many goddamn people here. If we grew enough food, we wouldn't be sending our chickens to China.
Well, I mean, since we're exporting, that means we got an overabundance, you know.
Nah, they sending that shit back, getting it, putting the poison on it, and sending it back to America.
Well, you know.
You ship your chicken to get preservatives put on them and then ship them back. God damn, what am I eating over here?
A plastic.
Most of them. Let's go to the upper room. We mourn the celebrities who have passed away. I ain't even introduced us at all, but people know the spiel. Moving on, the children TV legend Colin Burnett has died. He was on a show called Take Hearts, and he was on a spinoff called Heartbeats. He was also in Luna 1982, and he also wrote the Oppenheimer TV series back in the 70s, 1972, I want to say, 1980.
He was also in...
I hate to say it. I hope I don't sound ridiculous. I don't know who this man is.
Let's get on down to the next one who passed away. Vicki Richards, found dead in the parent home invasion. Has been found dead in her home in the Caribbean or Caribbean, whichever one you prefer. The retired actress who filmed credits include Zeta One, 1969, and Black Snake, 1973, was found with her hands bound inside of her bedroom in somewhere in Trinidad.
That's not great.
75 years old. Hell no. Nah. It ain't like she had much.
Right, you said she had two credits to her name.
That the article mentioned,
huh?
And they took credit from almost 100 years ago. Nice looking black lady too when she was young. Not sure how she looked old, but then I think about it. Let me move on, because all I can think about is a 79-year-old lady bound, getting robbed to death, dead in her home.
Yeah.
Moving on down to Chef Maxell Hardy is dead at 40. All I know, he was a celebrity chef. Shout out to you. What are they? His first restaurant was River Bistro. Do you know that a lot of celebrity chefs are dying early too? Motherfucker, you 60. How you telling me about my diet and then you cash out at 60 or 47?
Too much stress, too much yelling at motherfuckers, you know.
What you talking about, Jermaine?
Well, you know, your diet ain't got cocaine in it, nigga. It ain't got a headache.
Allegedly.
It ain't structured with fentanyl.
Allegedly.
Yeah, it ain't nothing. Hey, look. I will always appreciate my brother for being movie knowledgeable, boy. When you niggas look at the menu, that will explain it all. And Brandon, if you haven't seen that shit, you and Megan need to sit down and she will enjoy that shit, because that shit was articulate, intelligent, and out of sight and crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
It's a damn fine movie. It need to be watched. Moving on down to a dope film star, Sophie Loren, has passed away at 26, according to her modeling agency. Bro, I'm telling you, it is insanity. Do you realize that, like, porn star under 30 are dying every week?
Like it used to be, man. Y'all know what the problem start with. It ends with fentanyl and with gnaw.
Allegedly.
I'll stop you when you're wrong. I think they found her unresponsive in her home.
Yeah, let me guess. Ripping the heart.
I mean,
how high do you want to get, nigga? How high do you want to get, people? and I just love the comments. I don't know who this lady is, but I'm about to go look her up.
I mean, she's famous now. Bro, you know what the most insane thing is, man? Her memorabilia probably selling like hotcakes, and she won't even get to enjoy the funds. At 26, though, my nigga, what you doing at 26 to cash out? I mean, y'all nigga doing it at 16 to cash now. I know y'all nigga gotta get y'all life together.
Playing with the white folk, man. Can't be playing with the devil. Moving on down to Jocelyn Jose. She played Mom Rosa, actress dead at 59. Moving on down to Janice Burgess. She created The Backyardigan and a whole bunch of other stuff. I ain't know what the hell The Backyardigan was. I was assuming it was something close to Zubily Zoo, and I was way the fuck off.
Damn, boy. I mean, what is it?
Backyardigans is like the little clay mace. They not clay, but they like dinosaurs and shit, or some kind of weird stuff that's in the like monsters in the backyard, and they play with kids and stuff. You know what it is? Just look at The Backyardigan.
Playing with kids, monsters.
Mm-hmm. Look at The Backyardigan. She passed away at 72. We give you a shout out. I'm sorry. Your mind pictures something when you hear something, and it's always wrong.
I do know these motherfuckers, and. Shout out to Google, read my messages. As I was typing The Backyard, that motherfucker put The Backyard against. We know. Hey, all I put in was back, bro, and that bitch brought up The Backyard again. At least you put Tokyo Black name in there. It wasn't AI mixed.
Yeah, get some goddamn cross promotion going. Get on down to the death that hurt everybody, and everybody is mourning this man. This powerful man who has passed away. Dragon Ball creator Akira Toriyama. You know what?
Akira Toriyama.
I fucked his name up. Yeah, Toriyama. Toriyama.
Not Tony Romo.
No, Toriyama. I practiced his name 30 times before we started. Okay, Akira Toriyama. Akira. And I fucked his name up as soon as I looked at it. I was like, man, I don't know what that shit say. Yes. Toriyama.
Yeah, Akira Toriyama.
Toriyama. I can say it. I just, boy, you ever read something, you like, man, you get the googly eyes.
Yeah, like, yes.
The fuck is that? But he died at 68. We all know him for creating Dragon Ball manga. Well, you know, that shit has sold over 260 million copies worldwide. It's the number one selling manga, the highest grossing selling manga, Dragon Ball, in 20 countries.
I mean, really? The series is dope, man. Like, what do you want?
Hey, man, shout out to you. You're a legend in the street. Hey, he made Chrono Trigger and Dragon Quest video game. He made a lot of stuff, man.
Oh, shit. He made Chrono Trigger, too? Shout out. I mean, like, Dragon Ball.
I think he helped with the characters and the story development.
Phenomenal. Hey, look, this might be a smart-ass question, but I know Brandon Jamal would know. Did he make Akira, too? Or they just named his name was Akira?
No, he wasn't involved in Akira that I know of.
He just randomly got the same name. Spelled a little differently, but, you know, Akira. Nah, spelled the same. Akira. Yeah.
It spelled the same. When I looked at it like this, I wonder.
Not to my knowledge.
Akira Toriyama. I doubt if he wrote Akira. That's somebody else. But, you know, send him up to heaven, man. Send that guy up to heaven, man.
Man, he coming back on the snake trail, baby.
You can't go like that. Where's Shimmer at? What the hell is Shimmer at before you need
him? Yeah, word up. He's slacking.
Yeah. You trade him for Putin or somebody, goddamn.
I mean, look, man. Whatever. Man. Hey, little boy, you're going to need Cutting King Yama in a minute, my nigga. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, I forgot to put these in the upper room, too. Rooster Teeth. They mourn RWBY. Which I don't know what that is, but that's some TV show. And they also made Red versus Blue. Warner Brothers Discovery is shutting it down after 21 years. Everybody love Red versus Blue, the Halo situation.
Right.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, I don't know what the hell RWBY is, but I know they got an animation with Justice League and on HBO.
I thought you were talking about Donkey or the Elephant.
No, I have no idea. Moving on down to Bowflex.
Educate yourself, brother.
They filed for bankruptcy last week. Bro, I didn't even know Bowflex was still around. People talking about you can get Bowflexes at, you know, at a much lower price than it is. I went on Amazon. I said, excuse my language. This is sorry, white people. Nigga, what? The listing price was $549. You can get you a Bowflex on sale for $429. That sounds pretty high for some equipment that a nigga gonna throw in the front yard and not even bring to my house.
You mean some that nigga got to pay to hook up? Every time.
No. These were just dumbbells.
Oh, hell. $400?
I'm like, no wonder they filing for bankruptcy. Ain't nobody buying that shit no more.
They got some $400 dumbbell.
I don't know what this machine was, man, but I just laughed. And I said, how long y'all think y'all were going to last? What's the black dude who knew karate that nobody give a damn about who did Taibo?
Billy Blanks.
Yeah. What, he supposed to be like the nigga martial arts champion? That motherfucker just disappeared.
He made all that Taibo money and bounced.
Yeah, he got time for a job. That motherfucker probably fat as hell now. Look up Billy Blanks. See what Billy Blanks doing.
Kind of tight, Bowflex. Got to lower them prices. Moving on down to the latest and the greatest.
They lost, my bad, Jamal. They did lose their main attraction. Chuck Norris got too old, man. If you don't see him on a Bowflex machine, nigga, it ain't legit.
Billy Blanks.
He's showing him doing kicks and stuff.
No.
He's
like,
hey. He's 160.
This just in. Billy Blanks has a net worth of 20 milli, according to Celebrity Net Worth.
Don't be like that, Billy. Come on, let's talk to your black news and review.
So, yeah, hey, Billy did all right.
He did. He was small.
Yeah, looks like he invested well, you know.
Looking. He ran there kicking people's ass on his property.
Hey, look. I just found a brand new picture. I'm telling you, boy. That nigga sold y'all, Taibo. But that nigga been on vacation for about a... Well, I'm gonna show y'all this nigga, man. He did that shit since he sold it out. Oh, look at this picture.
You know, I started calling celebrities who got fat. You know, who was fit then when they got fat when they own Bone Apple Teeth. He got out Bone Apple Teeth, man. He'll be all right.
Oh, look at him. I just sent y'all a picture for we. Hey, yeah, look at your boy.
And shout out to the worst news of the week. Carrie, what her name is? Carrie Sigwick and Kevin Bacon filed for a divorce. I've seen Kara Sigwick, how do you say her name, a million times. I'm just like, man, this is, whoa. God damn.
Nigga, Taibo to eat nuts, nigga. I've been on vacation in the Bahamas, nigga, for 40 years.
I mean, that motherfucker's got to be like what, in his late 50s, early 60s? Yeah, hell, if I look that good.
Him, bro. That can't be him. Mm-hmm. That got to be Photoshop. That ain't my Billy
Blank. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. All the pictures I see him in here, he's looking fairly.
Up as a motherfucker besides that one.
Fairly spelled.
I had to get the one least buff. I was like, no, y'all niggas ain't finna trick me. I want to see it before y'all caught the nigga on the internet. Before he had to go work back out. Y'all even never catch me looking like a vacation body again.
No one cares about Kevin Bacon goddamn getting
divorced. Hey, look, one thing about Kevin Bacon, bro. Hey, look, I hate to say it. Yellowstone a good ass show. Y'all motherfucker need to watch it. Yeah. That motherfucker, his wife would not get out his house.
I don't know what you're talking about, but Karen Sigwick, shout out to her, man. She's been in the business for a long time.
His wife, right? Kevin Bacon. We talking about Kevin Bacon. I'm thinking about Kevin Costner. My bad. I get the white man mixed up. The Bacon and the Costner.
I can see it. But they've been 3 decades. Oh no, they discovered they were cousins. What the hell am I talking about? Divorce. See how you keep me? You read words. I ain't even looking. I could have sworn I thought I seen him getting divorced today on something else. You know what? Let's get on down to good old American news. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
I just want y'all to be quiet for a second. I had to get my mind right. You were like, goddamn, I know you got something.
I was like, we're going to reboot Jamar.
Matrix fucked up, man. Let's get on down to good old American news. I ain't got nothing for good old American news
today. I got one.
Go ahead.
Where's the only place you can marry your cousin, nigga, and be a celebrity?
Living in America.
See? There's been a lot. Surprisingly, there's more celebrities who married your cousin than you would like to think about. Yeah.
It's a shit ton of them. I'll be laying up with their family member. You were getting that much trim that your family member fell into your ropes. That's insanity.
Yeah.
Let's get on down to this, man.
So it was moonshine, apparently.
He ain't lying. Hey, man, shout out to Frito-Lay. They struggling, boy. They have made the new chip and ale combined with IHOP. When you gonna get the fresh and fruity, Rudy Tooty or whatever that shit is, they gonna make them the potato chip.
Huh.
It's gonna be, you know, they make all the crazy flavor. And it's Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity pancakes at IHOP syrup. I mean, potato chip. Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When you eat that furry bag.
I can't even think the last time I went to fucking IHOP and asked for a Rudy Tooty Fruity. Whatever.
That,
I mean,
that gotta be the least selling thing on there. That shit too hard to say now. We lazy. Man, just give me them flapjacks. You know, give me the chicken and waffle. Well, you gotta sit down. What are you on? I want the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. Nigga, we ain't got that no more. That's just on the menu.
But that shit been on the menu since what, the 90s?
God, at least.
It's the worst combination of all.
It is. Like, it ain't. I
sweet
mean,
ass
like,
pancakes. Motherfucker just bring me the. That's why we got cardiac arrest. Oh, they got them fresh and fruity. You know, Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. Say that shit 50 times in a restaurant.
Nigga, you can say it 10 times, nigga. I'll buy you some Rudy Tooty Fruity.
I'm so sorry. Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity pancake. Moving on, man. Y'all, hey, they struggling, Brandon. They going to be having some cocoa melon chips now. How do you know what cocoa melon tastes like?
Okay, so the Rudy, they introduced the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity in 1984. So,
damn.
That motherfucker's what just
is now barely 30 younger years than me. Old.
That's 40.
Yeah.
Almost 40.
It's a 40 right, piece.
Well, next time I go to IHOP, I'm going to ask him how many people actually order the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity? Mm. Like, she going to like, that's on the menu?
Man, I'm living in quite an age. I lived in a time before the Rudy Tooty fresh and fruity. Yeah, I got to see its birth.
Oh, man. I mean, you're a great man. Moving on down to Business Insider. White supremacist fitness club, a fat shame and Trump supporter and plotting a race war. Y'all white folk really confused. Now y'all don't even be sticking together. Y'all start segregating yourself. We white supremacists, y'all some Trump supporter. Nigga, put bologna on two pieces of white bread, you got everything that y'all was looking for. White supremacist, Trump supporter, pink meat.
What are you talking about? No, this shit ain't new. If this new news, man, y'all niggas new
white they got a white supremacist fitness club. How in the y'all motherfucker be complaining about a black Jedi, but a dude got a white supremacist fitness club?
Who's my brother?
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
But 900 black people go to that white supremacist fitness club.
Room service. Y'all need y'all niggas bring me some chicken wings? Two hoes, a red bone and a white girl.
That's the only thing he gonna be offering before they tear that motherfucker down. Please, nigga, y'all got to get up. Please, beautiful black brothers, y'all can't come here with all this recklessness,
all that rage.
But you are right though. Like, hey, man, Brandon,
yeah.
If I want to have an all black gym and make that shit globalized, them motherfuckers would be mad with me. But this nigga can go open up a white supremacy gym. Like, what is your signature sign?
It's
nigga?
An active club. They spread across America.
Active? Oh, I don't know what that means.
I guess it's a club. Nigga, we the white supremacist. White people, you know what I always noticed what a dude told me one time? Sometimes the dog that barked the loudest is the weakest.
Yeah,
y'all white folk, bitch. Y'all white folk been screaming y'all goddamn the white supremes for so long, and your numbers are dwindling. every year y'all become the minority. How the hell y'all gonna be saying you the supreme now? Not to make white people mad, but damn, man, y'all time running out.
I told y'all, nigga, it's that 1,000-year embargo they made with them aliens, man.
Do you realize young people don't even know what the Klan is now?
How is that even possible? What do you do when the Klan member pick you up? Nigga, what you got, a ghost outfit on? What you say to a nigga? You know what? You niggas better, y'all better look at some news. go look at YouTube and look at
history. Some young people. Who the Klan is? Klan? What kind of Klan? I'm just saying, man. Moving on. Let's go. Right. We'll get on down. Who care about them fat shaming Donald Trump people? Hey, man, we got a shout out. We got a shout out to slip and fall Mitch. Mitch McConnell, boy. He just endorsed Donald Trump. Still. I endorsed Donald Trump. 2 days later, Mitch, you all right? Yeah, I told y'all I endorsed Donald Trump. Motherfucker, it's Wednesday. What? When do we do that report? Saturday.
Man,
he's still
stuck
in one position.
After all that criticism, and then he's gonna turn around and, well, I mean, hell, they were probably like, "You want to endorse Trump?" And he was like, "Yeah." And he probably didn't even know what the fuck he was endorsing. Oh.
I tell you, boy, it was so pitiful. It was so pitiful seeing him talk on TV, and it made my heart just smile a little bit, nigga. Because I remember what you said about them stimmies and all these po-ass Americans. But
ain't he good though? God working mysterious way, but I'm telling you, it like he seen God and realized he was black. Mitch McConnell, I see a shock.
You know what he said on the Western Night? He was like, I told him as he was talking, slow as a motherfucker, I backed any Republican, whoever it was, Donald Trump. I said, you finna retire, nigga. You finna go back on your word. Look at them slinging all that mud and wiping the nigga down. Call up Boosie.
Hey, man. Shout out to white folk. Boy, y'all be holding it down. Y'all be on y'all last leg with that bullshit. He need to be in the home resting. You don't have time. You don't have time to endorse people. You just need to make sure the devil ain't on your back.
Dude, he did look like he seen that motherfucker in that one press conference where he just fucking stared off into space.
You all right, Mitch? Who is that man in the back with the cloak? The fuck you talking about? You in your house watching TV?
I seen a Time Lord.
That motherfucker did look like... It did look like he saw him coming to collect in that one interview. Like,
what? He was like, I'm going to stand still. They were like, nigga, you know I can see you. You can see me?
You know who Mitch McConnell was looking like? That white man at the end of Ghost.
Yeah.
Or the motherfuckers at the end of goddamn Raiders of the Lost Ark when they started fucking melting away. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. Tighten up shenanigans 2.0. Hillary Clinton, she tell all voters to accept to reality. Biden is old and reelect him anyway. I'm just going to tell y'all one thing, man. Only in America you can still vote a person in who is unfit to drive a mini bike up the street. The man is falling apart like Jenga. Y'all still telling me he gonna be president. He ain't got much shake left in him. That salt and pepper shake is done, man.
I mean, you know, you all got to season something. You got to switch out the salt and pepper.
A motherfucker just told you, Hillary Clinton told you, we need to just re-elect him anyway. Biden has the brain of a cartoon character right now. He has no idea where he's at. Every day is a mystery to him. He's quoting stuff from the past that never happened or stuff that we probably forgotten.
Whoever classified him as looking like a lost Roomba really, really nailed that.
I'm just saying, re-elect him for what? I wouldn't let him run the cabs register and win this. He'll fuck it up. Hey, man, what you want? I just want two McChicken. Get a man. Nigga, this Wendy's.
Fucking he's at the window with a rusty chain.
Yeah, well, yeah, Blackie.
Yeah. Like, I still can't believe we're going to be stuck with these two fools again.
All right, so let's get on down. No one cares about no one cares about Hillary Clinton telling us to vote for Joe Biden. It's a wrap for him. The taco meat is old. That Roomba dead. He just need to go. He just need to go on a vacation, man. It's a wrap for him. No one cares about Nikki Haley. We talked about her last week, right?
Yeah, but we didn't. We should have fucking put her fucking campaign in the upper room, though. She finally.
Yeah, I put it in there like.
No, not. She was damn. We were talking about she was damn just burning money last week. You called it. You were like, she needs to bow out because all she's doing is wasting money.
I thought we talked about that.
No,
Spending her campaign in week one. No, we talked about it because she lost Washington State last week.
No, she had won Washington last week. She lost somewhere else.
She lost her hometown. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the matter. Nikki Haley has suspended her campaign. But she thought they're getting dusted. Hey, man, what's the name told you? What's the old dude name? The kind of chubby one who think he's going to be president, but they'll never hire
Chris Christie?
Never make when he bowed out the race and said, I'm leaving. Nikki Haley going to get smoked. And she got smoked, boy. Smoked ham, smoked hot lean, smoked ham hock, smoked turkey neck.
I mean, at least she gave it a shot. I can't believe this motherfucker is getting indicted left and right. He owes $500 million because his company was fraudulent and lying about how much he was worth, which fucking of course he was, you know. He owes $500 million and they're still voting for him. Like, I just cannot. I cannot get over this.
I can't get over this. I can't get over white folk. I ain't even mad. You know, I used to be mad at Trump. You know, I ain't mad at him anymore.
Why is that?
If you can pimp the system, I ain't mad at nobody who fucked the system.
I mean,
they made the law. If you make a back door to every law, I'm pretty sure a rich person gonna find it out. He ain't got to do nothing. Y'all make loopholes so y'all can get loot, so y'all can hide your money. And then rich people find out the loopholes, and what they do? Hide their money.
Yeah, real talk. I mean,
can you imagine you telling your wife, I'm going to build Trump Towers, and that motherfucker never pay you because you can't afford to fight him in court?
He get divorced, nigga. Free. You're going to lose your kids. You're going to lose your wife. All that. That's coming.
The law lets you cheat him out of his money. It's insane.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know how he's got that many people brainwashed. I just don't see it.
Hey, Brandon.
Yeah.
When that nigga become president, man, just blige you, man. God damn it, you were right. I wasn't even riding that nigga coattail. I just told y'all nigga from the beginning. He don't lose. That nigga is doing a cha-cha slide with a bunch of niggas right now. Bringing the boats in, baby. Hey, look, go sneak at these niggas. It's all Gucci.
Man, look at all the black folk now. They on the wagon. They just said we want some more stimmy. And even everybody coming out against Joe Biden now, because they saying you only need black people every 4 years. That's the only time they need us. Every time somebody need us to vote for them, we need some stimmies for black people. If you want my vote, pay for it.
Yeah, real talk. Mine can be
bought. You want me to vote Republican? Give me $1,000. I don't give a damn. It's a vote. It means nothing. Pay me for my vote. White folk gonna do whatever they do anyway. Half of them vote. The other half be too cynical about it. So, you know, they just going in one-minded or whatever you want to say. I'm just saying, all black people, if you want our vote, pay us. $1,000 or more. Okay. The hell I vote for white folks and black folks who don't even take care of me. I'm out here struggling while they out here living a life on my dime.
I mean, shit, you know. Thanks to our boy, Mr. Warnock, he ran there slapping hoes, running those feet I mean, have a good time on our dime.
And we ain't heard nothing about him since then. Have I recuperated any money from donating to your campaign?
Nigga, didn't I put a new park bench downtown for you? My bad, Brandon.
And Joe Lossoff's still selling us off to Hollywood elites.
Man, who is that nigga, bro? I honestly forgot about him until you said his name, bro. I mean, like, he is the invisible man.
Oh, man. Moving on. You know, RP to all them five people who got killed in the airdrop, and they hurt a bunch of other people. I don't know how y'all managed to do that, but I guess shit falling out the sky, it is what it is, huh?
Yeah, you can't see that one coming.
Mike Tyson will fight Jake Paul next week. July 20th.
I was like, next week? Man.
My bad, Jermaine. Hold on, let Jermaine say I'm sorry. What do you have to say, Jermaine, about them people getting killed in their airdrop? Your supplies coming to help you and they fall on top of you.
Oh, those deaths. Yeah, that dude, that's tragic. I don't mean to laugh, but like you're down there fucking starving to death. Look up, see salvation. How you didn't know to get it?
They see it on TV. It don't never hurt nobody when it lands. Do y'all nigga know this is made of not wooden boxes? Metal crates, man.
This shit probably kill people every year. We don't hear nothing about it because they just hungry and they don't care.
Did the parachute break or something?
Like, yeah, the parachute malfunctioned or something and then it fell.
God, so it just rocketed to the fucking ground, huh?
Oh, boy, that shit was like Clark Kent. Mm.
Oh, they got a video. It didn't look well at all. Hey, man, RIP to those people. Moving on. Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. People saying Jake Paul gonna knock out Mike Tyson. I'm like, man, I hope Mike Tyson break his jaw in 12 places. That motherfucker gotta eat soup for 14 years. But they ain't gonna let Mike Tyson kill him.
I'm sure that's in the contract somewhere. He's got to fight at like half power because, I mean, surely to God, there ain't no fucking way, right? I mean, unless Mike gets too high on his own weed and then comes to the ring.
Do you think him being too high on his own weed gonna stop them hard ass fists for hitting you? It don't. He don't miss.
Oh, damn, sorry.
Yeah.
Think about that, B-Rock.
What? No, I mean, I would still take a weeded out Mike Tyson over fucking Jake Paul any day of the week, but
I want a harder drug. I want something like
you're going to have to get him from COVID so Jake Paul can win. Dehydrated, can't see.
I hope he comes in looking like the Great White Hype. Yeah, motherfucker's out of shape as all hell. Yeah, smoking a cigar. I hope he fucking uppercuts him, just puts him to sleep.
You gotta get Mike Tyson 4-horse tranquilizer, nigga, just to even his strength out. Just to be like, I don't feel well. What's wrong with you, Mike? I just don't feel well. I mean, 4 tranquilizer might do it. Jake Paul might have a chance at 4 tranquilizer, horse tranquilizers.
They gotta bring him in a wheelchair. Get him, Jake. Mike Tyson got his gloves on to sleep. Get on down to MoneyWatch.com. Hey, man, two major U.S. chains may combine and become one restaurant. One, which is our favorite, who has yet to give us an endorsement, Applebee's and IHOP. I didn't even know they were owned by the same company. Can you imagine Applebee's and IHOP combined together?
What's that? Applebee's and IHOP? I thought it was Denny's and IHOP.
That was Applebee's.
Applebee's and IHOP, both owned by Dine Brands, may soon have dual branding location.
Oh no, big bro! I think I seen this on the television. You might be right.
It might be doing it too, because this is Apple IHOP restaurant in Lenox, in Leon, Mexico.
Yeah, that was the guy. He was like, he gonna mix a Denny's and IHOP. I'm like, why you gonna mix and match them white folks and them black folks in there?
No, oh, but it's say Applebee's and IHOP.
I'm finna see right quick. Dennis, go ahead. Do your thing.
Hey, man, we just got to do the top name. My wife said IB's. I said Apple Hop. What you got, Brandon, for IHOP and Applebee's together?
Did anybody claim Hopplebee's?
No, Hopplebee's was not on there. What you got, Jermaine? Applebee's and IHOP.
Abop. ABOP. Yeah, ABOP. APP ABOP. Yeah, IOP. That's all I got.
I just want the DJ to make sure my pancakes and eggs scramble before he put that next mix on. Can I make chicken wontons in the same manner with my pancakes?
Well, yeah, word, get some riblets and the fucking scrambled eggs.
Oh, man. White folks, start with the terror. Them places need to be separated. They can barely make all the goddamn food that's on the menu at IHOP now, let alone be talking about adding Applebee's on top of it.
I mean, you talking about, bro, I didn't finna start doing cooking y'all niggas flapjacks on the flat top. The flat top. On the same shit they cook all y'all meat. It ain't gonna be no difference.
I love IHOP because they change their menu every 6 weeks, which is ingenious. Anytime a movie come out, they got new pancake, new special. And Waffle House got the same menu for 4,000. Now, they don't kind of cut that menu down since COVID. They ain't even got pork chops on it no more. See how I go on the rant? But IHOP change their menu all the time.
Man. Structure, baby. Chick-fil-A, same shit forever. Still banging. Waffle House, still drunk time, baby. You need to clean the hangover. You going to get that, what is it? All-star meal.
Yeah, right. That shit $12.99. $8 something like that.
Then go. No, how that, no. My bad, we mean going out ramp. Y'all nigga ain't never been to Waffle House on a good night. Go to Waffle House.
Oh, yeah, that one you see that black dude with a cigarette in behind all the waffles and bacon cooked right. That shit ain't chewy. They'll be cooking that shit to the recipe. Flip the bacon 30 seconds on each side. The customer should love it. No, nigga, it's still oinking. I like to have my bacon crispy, sir.
Can you remember that brand? And like, you are right. The nigga used to be smoking in the kitchen. You don't remember that?
Yes.
Your food was great. Nigga drop ashes on the floor. I got your homeboy. I got your hamburger coming home, boy. It was the best hamburger in the world.
Yep. Too bad. They got
can't have nothing, man. Moving on. No one cares. Y'all got to put this out there. This is finance.com. Noah Cyrus, Donica Parcell. I didn't know they were dating. This is the unattractive Cyrus, the one with the big old head and the little face. I guess she got the daddy head, boy. She is not the attractive one. But Donica Parcell, we know him as the guy that played Dracula in Blade Trinity. He was also in Prison Break. This motherfucker like 60. How are you dating one of the youngest Cyrus? And then he left her and started dating a mama. I'm like, man, he did, right? You upgraded. You 54 years old, man. You go for the mama, man. She 24. I'm like, this ugly thing? Who? Have y'all seen the pictures of her? I'm like, man, I ain't realize your head was so lumpy.
Good no. Then, who is this again?
Noah Cyrus. Like, I'm going to say Billy Ray. It's Billy Ray Cyrus. Miley Cyrus, one of their sisters, the youngest sister, 24 years old. Noah Cyrus. But he got the biggest head I ever seen in my life and having some thin eyelashes and eyebrows. Looking like Mr. Potato Head. Moving on down to OK Magazine. No one cares about goddamn Donald Trump's son. This mo, he was doing a video. He can't even keep his eyes open in the video. We know he on drugs. That's why y'all invite him out. I'm not giving him no more fluff today. Moving on down. Let's get on down to some good old crazy stories this week. Hey, man. This is from WFLA. I guess WestFlorida.com. I got all my stories mixed up. Angry Florida woman allegedly breaks into boyfriend's home, tosses pickled pork on couch, throws Sprite on him too. Hey, boy, this is all black terror, boy. She was not ready for that mugshot. Her hair wasn't combed. She crazy. And she got to go to jail and got a $200 fine and damaging property. I'm like, where do y'all live at? Who drives down the yard with some pickled pork? They're throwing somebody goddamn new couch or they old couch.
Yeah, I mean.
And she looked all a bit of crazy. Anytime these crazy women or crazy men start coming back to you talking crazy, carry some bell spray. That'll keep them away from you. You got to protect yourself. You know what I'm saying? The moment you see him at the mall, when you got a restraining order, spray him. You know, he at your house with flowers, talking about he still love you, spray him. Just stop doing shenanigans. Like, a girl keep pulling up at your job, talking about how you doing. Spray her twice. She'll never in her goddamn life pump you another hole in your tire.
I did not realize how many of life's problems can be solved with bear spray, but yeah.
Goddamn, I look like some hot tamale. Fuck you talking about? I'm sick of these crazy ass people thinking they in love with you. It is over with. I'm just get me some bear spray anytime, motherfucker. You want to talk about your Lord Jesus Savior? Your Lord Jesus and Savior, spray him. Leave me fuck alone. I don't know if you got COVID spitting out of my face. The fuck? I'm just saying, man. I'm sick of all these crazy ass people doing crazy shit. You burn his house down if you would have sprayed her two times before, your house could have been saved.
Real talk.
Come with my big brother.
Yeah, I'll stop you when you're wrong.
Spray the shit out of him, man.
And I tell you, and I, as my big brother is confined to say this, don't
hold on, Jermaine. Not pepper spray. I said bell spray.
There he go. I've been say, I have been maced 3 to 4 times in my lifetime. If you heard this podcast long enough, that pepper spray, that bear spray ain't got shit. I mean, that bear spray is 1,000 times worse. I want you to understand. You bear spraying bear spray is stopping the tank, nigga. Pay attention. Think about it, Brandon.
Hey, man, I told you, man. Spray their ass to the everything. Only thing they see is clouds. They'll start coming around. You got to make a sacrifice for everything.
These motherfuckers be looking like the Crypt Keeper. You spray them motherfuckers long enough, their hair starts fading. Oh yeah, I love you. Spray them again.
I'm gonna go down to Business Insider. Hey man, scientists want
some more.
Yeah, if you come once a man burn your eyes out, you got moxie. Come on in, baby. It worked it now. You are a real champion. I know you'll never leave me. What's your 401k looking like? $2 million. It's boogie. Hey man, shout out to scientists. Sorry about this. I was talking about Joe Biden earlier, and this shit, it was cringe worthy. This motherfucker got a $7.2 trillion budget, nigga. I said, God damn, how do you keep increasing it? $7.2 trillion can save a lot of homeless people. It can buy a lot of, it can get us a lot of stimmies. It can take me, Jermaine, and Brandon out of poverty. We only need 1% of it. You can give me a fraction of a percent. I'm good with that.
Right. Yeah.
What are you gonna spend $7.2 trillion on? We are so far in debt. We so underwater, bro. We need all the tanks in America to try to get some out.
Yeah, luckily I ain't got no kids, so I ain't got to worry about it.
$10.2 trillion.
The question is always, where are you niggas gonna bleed it from?
Yeah, we run. The well is dry.
Yeah, cause I'm tapped. I mean, like, I'm just TAPPP, nigga. ED tap.
They should squeeze the hell out of you. But get on down to Business Insider. Scientists want to build a 62-mile curtain around a doomsday glacier for $50 billion Hail Mary to save it. Let me tell you something, Jack. $50 billion, we can make goddamn Atlantis. Fuck that goddamn shit. It's going to melt. That's just life. What kind of underground world could you make for $50 billion? Why some hillbilly talking about building a curtain? You know how many minks, how much cotton you gonna need for $50 billion? And I'm gonna go back to what Jermaine said. Who gonna pay for it? I don't give a damn about no doomsday glacier. It's doomsday today.
Nigga, it's doomsday walking down the street. That glacier gonna take time.
Tomorrow.
Right.
I mean, 7.2 trillion, you could put a couple curtains around it.
Yeah, but 50, they want 50, they, listen to it, they want $50 billion in a Hail Mary. In it, I don't even play football, and I know that shit is almost 50-50 chance you ain't gonna get it.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they call it Hail Mary. You hoping your receiver just good, he lucky he get it.
He hope God on his side, nigga. But think about it. Now, yeah, I know what I just, what just crossed my mind. The structure. They want $52 billion in a Hail Mary. These niggas building Raptor City on our ass, man. Don't give them no money.
That's true, too. They might be. They fuck that glacier. They held their building.
What kind of curtain can you really build, brother? Stop. I mean, what is it going to do? Eventually, going to push through the curtain, right? You're going to need another $52 billion to stop that shit from crumbling up. Because I know y'all ain't going to have the right people building it.
It's a catastrophic. Jack. It's a catastrophic glacier. If it melts, it'll destroy the whole world. So be it. It is what it is, man. That God being God said, I'm tired of y'all. We gonna reboot everything.
That what you think, nigga? I don't want to die that way, nigga. So find these flotation devices, put on these houses. Get them balloons from up, nigga. Start building up.
By the time it melts, you, Jermaine, we all will be dead 10 times over. It'll melt in 150 years. That sounds like tomorrow's problem. What about today?
Did you see them niggas downtown? They guns sideways. That was doomsday, nigga.
I'm just telling, man. Moving on. Hey, man. Hey, Brandon, how do you stop a glacier from melting?
I don't know.
It would have been a spray. Goddamn, melt that shit, go back 10 inches.
It'll start freezing itself back.
Yeah, goddamn, boy. Hot. I put that shit on everything.
I would love to see an hour and 30 minute movie of Liam Neeson playing Jamal. Spraying the bass spray to a glacier. It'd be an intense movie.
Yeah, he good at intense. Moving on to delish.com. Hey, man, shout out to all the vegans out there. So, somebody was real pissed off when they found out this vegan donut shop was selling Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, wouldn't you be?
A vegan grocery store was selling Dunkin' Donuts.
I mean, what you care, nigga? It been there. You should have checked the donut before you came in here.
Yeah, man. Quit buying from all these people, man. Just eat regular food. We really need to lay off all that goddamn meat and shit. Yeah, eat vegetable for 1 year. You may grow your third eye.
Maybe.
Hey, Brand Agent, boy.
No drugs either. No drugs, no drinking. I know it's going to be hard just to eat raw vegetables a year.
No drugs. Yeah, you pushing it.
Gotta keep it moving, man.
Right, I can eat a bunch of broccoli, but I can't smoke no broccoli.
Yeah, that's true too. You can. In the black neighborhood, you can smoke whatever. I got that broccoli. How's your weed? How's your crack green? She is smoking. You'll see leprechauns after this.
Is this crack vegan?
It's vegan crack, man.
Vegan crack.
It's made from no animal parts. Moving on down to party poopers from NewYorkPost.com. A New York club caters to 30-something who party like rock stars, sleep like grandmas. I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Bro, this club operates from like 5 to 10:30. Like the headliner comes on at 8. Everybody's out the door by 10. It sounds like a fucking paradise. Yeah. Andy C's coming to spin. I'd love to go see Andy C. But, man, if I got to stay up past about 12:30 nowadays, it's wild. I used to stay up till like 3, 4 a.m., no problem.
Get out, nigga. Yeah.
No problem.
I read this whole article wrong. I was like 5 p.m. to 10. That don't make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Who's going to party that early?
Yeah.
Well, you know, now I get it.
Hell yeah, it's for motherfuckers like me. You get out there at 5 o'clock on a Saturday, headliner's on by 8 o'clock, 8 to 10, back home by like 10:45.
You can't sell no t-shirt that. Well, 5 to 10 is 5 hours of party time. Yeah. You can get slushed by 6, get you a woman by 8, get locked up by 5:30.
Get locked up by 9:30 and be out by 10 and at the house ready to go to work the next day.
I mean, shit, dude, really? Like, if you wanted to keep the party kicking, then that's when regular clubs open up. You could just go outside to a regular club and just keep on keeping on.
I like that idea. Keep them, you know what? Keep the old motherfuckers like us safe. Cause we can't part with y'all motherfuckers all night no more. Y'all just getting too wild.
I love a good concert, man. I just be like, bruh, what a headline there. We just need to have a headliner. And then I go home. You put on an hour show for me. We good. Why y'all be scratching it for 10 hours, then the motherfucker don't show up on time? It's 1:30 in the morning. Still waiting on her to show up.
Like I said, at 12:30, I'm stretching it, you know. Anything past that nowadays, which is shameful.
After all them people get to spitting on the back of my neck and hollering for fucking, it's insanity to me. It's for me, I don't really care for concerts. I ain't got to see nobody in concert ever again. We only went to concert to pick up women. I don't give a damn if Jay-Z coming on. Half of the time, you can't see that shit.
We used to go to the
Lakewood. Go to somewhere, you really gotta sacrifice your whole day so you can see your favorite artist at the stage. You know what I'm saying? You can't go get a beer. You can't leave. Your whole time is in the mosh pit. Wait so he can spit on your nose.
That's why you go see DJs, they ain't spitting.
Them niggas spraying y'all throwing beer in the crowd and fire extinguishers.
And black folks will trample you to see their favorite artist. Goddamn, bro. We all got like carpet around here. You know, we got towels. We all laying on towels. Excuse me, I gotta go see him. Concert.
Yeah, if y'all nigga walking on grass, all I would say, I don't want to be dirty as fuck.
Dude, my favorite Lakewood story ever is my dad loaded us up to go see fucking Ted Nugent and Lynyrd Skynyrd play at Lakewood. There was a dude, this was just after the fucking Waco shit, and there was a dude come walking through there, looked just like David Koresh. This motherfucker was hammered, son. I don't know what he was on, but he was having a good time. But everybody around him was not, because he was just like fucking stumbling and shit. And of course he stumbles, stands right next to us, but he's standing on this lady's towel. She looks down at her towel and like looks up at the back of his head. She grabbed that towel and jerked, and his feet came up like parallel with his shoulders. Wham! That motherfucker hit the ground. He was all fucking loopy as hell. We were laughing.
You don't play about that towel. I like it.
Don't step on my towel, man. They pack y'all in there like sardines and sell you a Coors Light for $14.
My dad helped that dude up, just kind of like pushed him, and he just started walking, But he was zombied out.
People get drunk.
And that's the end of part one. Thanks for everybody for tuning in. Come back Friday for the exciting conclusion of part two.